Rabbi Aaron Soloveitchik, Hashkavashia on Chag Shavuos.
Now we're at 72. 72 hours. If she discharges the Shechvazera within the 72 hours, so then she's male. If beyond that, she is stale. Now the Gemara says that this machlekes depends upon another machlekes. Between the machlekes that there is, the machlekes that there is between Rabbi Yossi and the Rabbanon. When was the Torah given? Whether on the 6th of Sivan or on the 7th of Sivan? Rabbi Yossi holds that the Torah was given on the 7th of Sivan. And Rabbonon say that the Torah was given on the 6th of Sivan. Now, all agree that on the 1st of Sivan, they arrived in Sinai. The Jews arrived in Sinai. And all agree that on the Torah was given on Shabbat. The question is whether Rish Chodesh Sivan in that year was on Sunday, as Rabbi Yossi says. Rish Chodesh Sivan was on Sunday, and Rabbanon say that Rish Chodesh Sivan was on Monday. Now, Rabbi Yossi says that Rish Chodesh, that they arrived, and of course everybody agrees that they arrived on the 1st of Sivan. Now, but Rabbi Yossi says that the first day of Sivan, Rish Chodesh was on Sunday. So on Sunday they arrived in Sinai. Then on the second day, they were told, Memlechet Kianim V'Goy Kodesh. In other words, they were told that they are going to receive the Torah. And the Jews agreed. So Moshe transmitted the response of the Jews on the same day. That was on the second day, on Monday. Now on Tuesday, which was the third of Sivan, so they wanted Tave, the Shloshes Yimei Agbor. Shloshes Yimei Agbor. The Mitzvah of Agbor. I shouldn't say Shloshes Yimei Agbor, because that's a question whether it's Shloshes or not. So they wanted Tave and the Mitzvah with the Mitzvah of Agbor, of Igbalto Es Om Sobis. That was on Tuesday. On Wednesday, according to Rabbi Yossi, so they were enjoined to be lechemim v'shloishet hayom mitzvah prison. So that means that the last day when Jews could have cohabitation was Wednesday. So according to Rabbi Yossi, so you had Thursday. So you had Wednesday, the duration of Wednesday, and Thursday and Friday. So they could be table Friday night, and even if she was epilates shechvazera after the tzilo, so it didn't matter. Because if any woman was epilates shechvazera after the tzilo on Friday night, so it was already beyond the three days. According to Rabbanon, so Rish Chodesh Sivan was on Monday. They arrived on Monday. Then on the second, then on Tuesday, they wanted Tave, Mamlechas Kianim V'Gei Kodesh. So Moshe told them of Mamlechas Kianim V'Gei Kodesh. On Wednesday, he told them of the mitzvah sagbola, the abo of it luhu mitzvah sagbola, behei of it pris. So on Thursday they were enjoined to be separated. So that means that only 2 days, that if a woman was pilete shechvazera on Friday night after tefillah, so that was within the third day, and still it didn't matter. Why? Because the rabbanon hold. The Rabbanon holds that Pilate Shechvazera B'yoyim HaShlishi is Teiro. Rabbi Yossi holds that Pilate Shechvazera B'yoyim HaShlishi is Neiro, but the Imavi stale. Now, so according to the Gemara, it seems that the halacha that Tfilete Shechvazera B'yeim HaShlishi is Tmeo could be based only upon the Shite of Rabbi Yehi. According to the Rabbanon, who say that Bivov B'chedesh, Bivov B'chedesh Nitno HaTero, so we couldn't say that Tfilete Shechvazera B'yeim HaShlishi is Tmeo. Tfilete is Tmeo. Then according to Rabbanon, we must say Tfilete Shechvazera B'yeim HaShlishi is Tmeo. Because if any Bas Yisroel was Tfilete Shechvazera on Friday night after Tfilah, so it didn't matter. And according to the Rabbanon, it was the third day, because they only started Mitzvah Sprisa on Thursday. So it follows that according to the Rabbanon, we must say that Tfilete Shechvazera B'yeim HaShlishi is Tmeo. Now, how do we paskin? Do we paskin like Rav Elazar ben Azariah, or do we paskin like the other Tanoim, that Tfilete Shechvazera B'yeim HaShlishi is Tmeo? So the Rambam paskin that Tfilete Shechvazera B'yeim HaShlishi is Tmeo. However, the Rosh Tesis paskin that Tfilete Shechvazera B'yeim HaShlishi is Tmeo, like the Chachon, not like Rav Elazar ben Azariah, that if she Tfilete Shechvazera within 72 hours subsequent to cohabitation, so she becomes Tmeo. This is how the Shulchan Aruch paskins in Yerideya Simen Kuf Tzadik Vav. Simen Kuf Tzadik Vav. Now the whole cheshb that a woman has to count 5 unclean days in addition to the 7 clean days is based upon this fact that the Shulchan Aruch paskins that Tfilete Shechvazera b'teich shishoinis, so is Tmeo. All right. I don't want to go into that. Now, so that's the psak of the Shulchan Aruch in Yodei Simen Kuf Tzadik Vav. That Tfilete Shechvazera b'teich shishoinis is Tmeo. So it follows that according to the psak of the Shulchan Aruch, we have to assume that the Torah was given when? That the Torah was given b'Zayin b'Sivan. So when should we celebrate Shavuos? Zayin b'Sivan. When do we celebrate Shavuos? 6th of Sivan. The 6th of Sivan. You know that we celebrate the 6th of Sivan. In the time of Rio, so it was possible, some years, Shavuos occurred on the 7th, some years on the 5th. But Bizman al-Cheshbon, it's always on the 6th. And even Bizman al-Rio, most of the times, it was on the 6th. But Bizman al-Cheshbon, it is always, without any exception, on the 6th of Sivan. Now, the Shulchan Aruch concedes that Shavuos is to be celebrated on the 6th of Sivan. So the Magen Avraham in Tov Tzadik Dalet raises the question, how can we reconcile these two halachas? On one hand, the Shavuos, the well-established halacha, the Shavuos is to be celebrated on the 6th of Sivan, which can only hold true according to, which is only true according to the Rabbanon. But the Rabbanon say that nitztavu al mitzvas prisho behei. So that means Tfilete Shechvazera B'yoyim Gimel is Tmeo. But the Shulchan Aruch paskins in Simen Kuf Tzadik Vav of Yodei that Tfilete Shechvazera Teich Shishoinis within 72 hours, so is Tmeo. So that is the kasha of the Mokra Avraham in Rechaim Simen Tov Tzadik Dalet. So the Mokra Avraham gives the teretz that actually the Shulchan Aruch also agrees that Mikra Didine we paskin like Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah, that Tfilete Shechvazera B'yeim Shlishi is Tmeo. So that means like the Rabbanon. And this is the reason as to why we celebrate Shavuos on the 6th, like the Rabbanon. And the reason as to why the Shulchan Aruch Hissim and Kuf Tzadik Vav of Yodei paskins that Tfilete Shechvazera b'tichshishoinis, so is Tmeo, is because of a chumre bar. It's just a chumre. It's not me, Chalidin. Now, there are two difficulties attached to this text. First of all, the Shulchan Aruch doesn't say that it's a chumre bar. the plain meaning of the washing in the Shulchan Aruch is that mikra de dina. So kolete shich vazera b'tichshishoinis is meir. And the second question is, assuming that the Shulchan Aruch really paskens mikra de dina like the Rabbanon, that kolete shich vazera b'tichshishoinis is meir. I mean, like Rabbonon in the machlekes between Rabbonon and Rabbi Yisi, but like Rabbi Ben Azariah in the machlekes between Rabbi Lezer Ben Azariah and the Chachonim, the other Chachonim. So, assuming that they passed like Rabbi Lezer Ben Azariah, that Pilate Sheikh Vazera b'seir shlishi yomim mistehil, so that disposes of the difficulty that was raised against the Shulchan Aruch. But if we have to resolve a difficulty that exists in respect to the Shulchan Aruch, you are certainly required to resolve a difficulty that might exist in respect to Rabbi Yehesi. Rabbi Yehesi certainly holds that the Torah was given on the seventh of Sivan. He says so in so many words. It was given on the seventh of Sivan. Now, so if it was given on the seventh of Sivan and Shavuos is the Yontef is man Matan Tereseinu. So when should we celebrate, according to Rabbi Yehesi, Shavuos? On the 7th of Sivan. It goes without saying that Rabbi Yehesi would agree that we have to celebrate Shavuos on the same day as we celebrate according to the Chachon. On the 6th, Rabbi Yehesi has no machlekes with the Rabbonon on the question of the calendar. He has no machlekes. He has a machlekes when the Torah was given. But Rabbi Yehesi agrees with the Chachamim that Shavuos is celebrated on a certain day. There is no dispute between one time and another as to what day Shavuos is to be celebrated today. There's no machlokes. So the question arises, according to we celebrate Shavuos always on the 6th of Sivan. It's Malachesh, it's always without any exception. But according to Shavuos, allegedly is the Yom Tov of what? Of Matan Tereseinu, we say so in the Tfilah. So, and this is the reason as to why you have to celebrate Shavuos. So, and according to Rabbi Yehesi, the Torah was given on the 7th, so there should be a correspondence between the day of Shavuos and the day of Matan Torah. Otherwise, there is a discrepancy between the motive of Shavuos and the celebration of Shavuos. We don't find such a thing in regard to any other holiday. Pesach we celebrate on the day that it happened, not on the following day. So the Magen Avraham really doesn't gain much by giving this teretz. He only gains to the extent that the difficulty that existed in respect to the Mechaber is resolved. But the same difficulty exists in respect to Rabbi Yehesi. Now that's one question. Then another kasha that everybody raises, the Magen Avraham, the Bach, everyone. Shavuos is celebrated on what day? And today it is, of course, the 6th of Sivan, but it's the 50th day as of the Mochat HaShabbos, as of the Maror of Shabbos, as of the Maror of the first day of Pesach. In other words, the 50th as of the 16th of Nisan. The 50th as of the 16th of Nisan. Torah says so. Now, this is so when we consider it from the point of view of the parsha in the Torah of Sfartem Lachem Mimochas Shabbos. But when we consider it from the point of view of Zman Matan Tereseinu, there seems to be a discrepancy between the two chesedim. Because the Gemara says in Shabbos, the same Gemara that everybody agrees, Rabbi Yehesi and the Rabbonon, that Yitzias Mitzrayim took place on a Thursday. On a Thursday. Yeah, I know, but I mean we passed here. There is one bite here. Sidur Eilam, yeah. But the Gemara says, I mean, that even Rabbi Yehesi can agree with this bite, yeah. that Yitzias Mitzrayim took place on Thursday. Even Rabbonon, that's right. Even Rabbonon, sorry. Even the Rabbonon can agree that it took place on a Thursday. Now, so the Gemara has the kashe, How can that hold true according to the Rabbonon? Now, listen is a moly. If Yitzias Mitzrayim was on the 15th of Nisan, so the 15th of Nisan was a third, so the 29th of Nisan was also a third, so Friday was the 30th of Nisan, and Shabbos was the 31st, and since it is Imole, so it's the first of year. So Shabbos was the first of year. Now here is a Choser, it's a Chod Molech at Choser. Here is a Choser, now Shabbos is the first of year. So Shabbos again is the 29th of year. Now, here is a Choser, so the 30th of year is Sunday, which is the first of Sivan. So the first of Sivan is a Sunday. How can it be Monday, as Rabbonim say? So the Gemara gives the Teretz. That according to the Rabbonon, so the year of that year was Miubea. That's unusual. But in that year, the year was Miubea. So that means that not the 30th of the year was declared as the first of Sivan, but the 31st of the year was declared as the first of Sivan. Now, when was that? That was Monday. All right. So according to this Gemara, so Rabbonon and Rabbi Yisi both agree that Yitzias Mitzrayim took place on Thursday. Now, if Yitzias Mitzrayim took place on Thursday, so that means the 15th of Nisan was Thursday. The 16th of Nisan was Friday, right? Friday. Now, if Friday was the 16th of Nisan, and the 50th is of Mimochat HaShabbos, what does it mean? Mimochat HaShabbos, 16th of Nisan. The 50th is of the 16th of Nisan in the year of Yitzias Mitzrayim was also Friday. So when should it? So where should it have been when? Friday. But it was Matan Torah was on Shabbos. So the Kashi is according to Rabbanon and Rabbi Yis. So there is a discrepancy, you see. On one hand, we base the determination of Shavuot on the fact that it is the 50th as of the Maro of the first day of Pesach, as of the Maro of the 16th of Nisan. So from that point of view, it's always the 50th. On the other hand, we base it upon the fact that the Torah was given on that day. But in that year when the Torah was given, it did not coincide. So the day that the Torah was given did not coincide with the day that was the 50th as of the 16th of Nisan. The 50th as of the 16th of Nisan was Friday, and the Torah was given on Shabbat. The second question. So that's the kasha according to the Rabbonon and Rabbi Yis. Now, then there is a third kasha. That only the Chassam Sefer asks. You see, these two kashas everybody asks. I can't mention the names of those who have the kasha because everybody has the kasha. But then there's another kasha that I know the Chassam Sefer is. Now the Chassam Sefer asks the kasha, why do we have to celebrate 2 days of Shavuot? Why do we celebrate 2 days of Pesach? 2 days of Sukkot. Why? Because of Sfeika Deyomim. True, today there is no Sufik, but to our ancestors there was a Sufik. They didn't know as to whether the expiring month was a Chedesh Miubar or a Chedesh Choseir. So they didn't know as to whether to observe the 15th as of the 30th of the expiring month as Pesach, or the 15th as of the 31st of the expiring month as Pesach. Same thing is true of Sukkot. So they had to observe, because in the distant places, the Shluchim did not reach by Pesach. So they, in those days, when the Omikadish Al-Piyoriyo, had to observe in the distant places 2 days. Same thing is true of Sukkot. But Shavuot is dependent upon Pesach, and how is Shavuot determined? By counting 49 days from the Tzayin B'Nissan, from the Omer, from Tzayin B'Nissan, and then the 50th is Shavuot. Well, by Sivan, so the Shluchim that had been sent out by Besdin have reached the remotest part of the world where there were Jews. So there was no Sufik. So even to our ancestors there was no Sufik. So why should we observe today? Other holidays we have to observe today because Minigav Sechem Yadeichem, inasmuch as it was a suffix to our ancestors, so we have to deport ourselves accordingly. But Shavuos, in regard to Shavuos, there was no suffix to our ancestors. So there couldn't be any Minigav Sechem Yadeichem. Now, the Chasam Sefer gives a Teretz, which is only partly true. Now, the Chasam Sefer points out that an answer to this question is given in the Rambam. It is given in the Rambam. Now, the Rambam says, in Perek Gimel Milchas Kiddush HaChodesh Halacha Yudveis Yesh Mikemeis Shehoyu Magim Aleihem Shluchei Nisan Velohoyu Magim Lohem Shluchei Tishrei Umin Adin Hoyu Sheyasu Pesach Yemechot Sheari Giyu Lehen Shluchim Veyedu Beizei Yeim Dikvar Yesh Chodesh Veyasu Yontef Shel Chag HaSukkah Shnei Yomim Sheari Giyu Aleihem HaShluchim. There are certain distant places in Chutz La'aretz that the Shluchei Nisan could reach and the Shluchei Tishrei could not reach, because the Shluchei Tishrei had 2 days less on which they could walk because of the Yisra Chutz L'Trumim. On Rosh Hashanah they couldn't walk. Yom Tov, you can't walk Chutz L'Trumim. And on Yom Kippur they couldn't walk. So there are certain places that the Shluchei Tishrei could not reach, but the Shluchei Nisan could. So Mi'adin Hoyo Sheyasu Pesach Yimechot Sheharigiyu Lehen Shluchim V'yedu Beizei Yeim Nikvarish Chodesh. Those places that were reached by the Shluchei Tishrei and were notified as to what day was declared Rish Chodesh, so that they, Min Adin, they should have observed only 1 day Sukkot, not 2 days. Only 1 day Pesach, not 2 days. But the Chachomim are mistaken that the Gemara in Rosh Hashanah, Uchidei Shalilach Leibim Yadis, Hizkinu Chachomim, Shekol Mokim Shein Shluchei Tishrei Magid, Shom, Eitzin Shnei Yomim, Afilu Yontef Shalatzer. But in order not to make any distinction between Miyadeis, between one Miyad, that one Miyad should be observed 2 days and one Miyad should be observed 1 day, so the Chachomim declared that even in those places, in those days, where it was a suffix insofar as Sukkot was concerned, but it was no suffix insofar as Pesach was concerned, they had to observe Pesach 2 days anyway. Today shall we lach leik b'madis. Then the Rambam adds, he concludes with the expression, afilu yontif shel atzeret. This takone also implied that even Shavuos we have to observe 2 days. Why did the Rambam insert this expression, afilu yontif shel atzeret? Apparently the Rambam was bothered by a certain difficulty, by the same kasha. Why do we have to observe today Shavuos? There was no suffix unto the ancestors. So the answer is, in the same way as the ancestors who lived in those places that were accessible to the Shluchei Nisan, but not to the Shluchei Tishrei, had to observe in those days today. For the same reason, they had to observe Shavuos in all the years, in all places today. Kidei shalach leik. Now, this is a very good teretz. Only thing is, that the Chasam Sefer adds that from this point of view it follows that the avere of Chilul Yom Tov Sheni Shel Shavuos is more chomor than the avere of Chilul Yom Tov Shel Pesach or Shel Sukkot. And Chilul Yom Tov of Shavuos would be like the Chilul Yom Tov of Rosh Hashanah. The Chilul Yom Tov Sheni of Shavuos would be like the Chilul Yom Tov of Rosh Hashanah. We know that there is a distinction between Rosh Hashanah and other Yom Tov Sheni. Why? Because Rosh Hashanah is the Yom Arichte. And other Yom Tov Sheni is... One second. All right, well, I said it's only partly true. I mean. Now, but the Yom Tov, the Yom Tov Sheni of other Yom Tovim is mitam asofik. Now, why is Rosh Hashanah Yom Arichte? Because the observance of 2 days on Rosh Hashanah was not based upon asofik. As the Gemara explains it in Beitzeh, that some years, so the Shluchim came Le'achar Mincha, so then they were made Yisayim Kedesh, Umocha Kedesh. So that was with Teres Varai, not with Teres Ork. So even unto ancestors it was with Teres Varai. So to us it is also with Teres Varai. Therefore it has a din of Gdushe. Therefore it has a din of Gdushe Arich. It has a din of Gdushe Arich. So the same way, Shvuas also is more chamur because it has to be observed not with Teres Ork, but with Teres Varai, like Rosh Hashanah. So it's more chamur because we find certain kules in respect to Yom Tov Sheni, in respect to Yom Tov Sheni of other Yom Tevim, but not in respect to Yom Tov Sheni of Rosh Hashanah, because Yom Tov Sheni of Rosh Hashanah has the chumres of Yom Tov Rish because of this. So the Chassam Sefer says that the same thing would be true, the same chumres would apply to Atzeres. But of course this isn't so, because all the Rishonim say that only on Rosh Hashanah Beit Yosef and all the Yom Tov Rish is Asura beyond Tov Sheni. But another Yom Tevim, so it's nailed over there, so it's Meteres over there. Why only on Rosh Hashanah? Because Rosh Hashanah is Dusha Arichte. But other Yom Tevim including, of course. It goes without saying that Shavuot is included, because it says only Rosh Hashanah. So that means Shavuot too, Beit Yosef and all over there, is Asura, is Meteres Bezu. So then, so that shows that it's Mitam Sofik. So this part of the Chassam Sefer is not true. But the logic of the Chassam Sefer is true, because of the fact that inasmuch as in regard to Atzeret, it was always observed with Teres Varai. It was always observed with Teres Varai. So why should it be observed now with Teres Sofik? How can we say Minagav Sicham Yilechem? In regard to the Adiyot, to those places that were accessible to the Shluchei Nisan and not the Shluchei Tishrei. So that was only something that was peculiar to certain places. So, and it did not even apply, it didn't even apply to our days. It only applied to the Zman Oriya. Yes. So the Chachamim are misaking that in those days, even though in certain places they are not in doubt, because of Lipluk, so they should observe two days. And perhaps in those places, in those days, a Beit Yosef and Olda Bezu was also Bezu. It's not mentioned that it was Meteres Bezu. But in regard to Shavuos, so in all places and all times, it was well known what day Shavuos is. So it was observed by all the Jews, all the Shavuot, throughout the generations, was observed with Teres Varai, not with Teres Sofik. So why should we observe it with Teres Sofik? Isn't it a Kalvachemer, a logical Kalvachemer? Now, if in respect to Rosh Hashanah, where only certain years the Beis Avad observed it with Teres Varai, so we have to observe it now with Teres Varai. So Shavuot, that was in all the years, and in all places, not only by the Beis Avad, observed with Teres Varai. So it certainly should be observed now with Teres Varai. But we see, so the logic of the Chassam Sefer is sound. But it isn't so, because we see from all the Rishenim that on Shavuot, Beit Yosef and Olda Berishen is Meteres Rishen.
But if the time was Shavuot Lachlo Kumo, that
would be Yeah, I understand, but why should it be different than Rosh Hashanah? You see, we did not apply to Rosh Hashanah Keshel Tachlik Mimadis. Even though Rosh Hashanah, most of the years, So it was observed, not with Teres, it was not observed 2 days
the
Varai. No, it's not that. So you want me to be machmir in the answer or be make on the answer? You see, if I machmir, I'll say it's a flunking question. If I make, I'll say it's a passing question. But I'm a maker, so I'll say it's a passing question. But not a flunking. All right. Now, how many questions do we have? Three questions. All right. Now these three questions you can consider as questions in Aloha. What is it? Yeah, I should have said. I mean, so the talent given by the Mogav Rom is difficult, you see. Now, these three questions you can consider as kushyos in halacha. But then, if you want to raise questions in Ashkofe, so you can ask other questions about Shavuos. First of all, we celebrate Shavuos. Why? Because of the luchas that were given when? The 6th of Nisivan, the 7th of Nisivan. But these luchas were broken. These luchas were broken. And the Gemara in Shabbos says that Shlish Advorim was HaKadosh Osho Meisha Midaite and the HaKadosh Baruch Hu Hiskim Al Yodei. One of the three things that Moshe Osho Midaite is Shvirat HaLuchas. And Moshe did use the Kalachema. He used the Kalachema if Pesach is only Mitzvah Achas. So a Mumer is not allowed to partake of the Pesach. So Kol HaTirekule and the Yisroel HaMumrim, they're all heathens, they all worship the golden calf. So they're certainly not competent to have the Torah. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu Hiskim Al Yodei. And then new luchas were given. So that means that the Kabbalah HaTorah that remained permanent is not the Kabbalah HaTorah of Shavuos, but the Kabbalah HaTorah of the second luchas. When did that take place? In Kippur. That took place in Kippur. So why do we celebrate Zman Matan Tereseinu in Sivan? So we should say Zman Matan Tereseinu, we should say an Kippur, because those luchas were broken. Then, at least, this question is not so difficult. If you want, you can say it's a question. And if you want, you can say it's not a question. It all depends what kind of a teretz you give. If you give a good teretz, then it's a good question. But if you don't give a good teretz, so then it's no question at all. But there is another question in Ashkofe, which is more difficult. Now, we say in the Tzilas, and of course Chazal say that, that Shavuos is celebrated as the Zman Matan Tereseinu. But the Torah, at least explicitly, does not mention that Shavuos has anything to do with Zman Torah. Nothing. How does the Torah, on the surface, explain Shavuos? As what kind of yom? How does it designate? Yom HaBikurim or B'Shavui Seichem. So either it's Chag HaShavuos, B'Shavui Seichem in Pinchos, or Chag HaBikurim. Chag HaBikurim. What? Kotzi. Now, so what does it mean? Chag HaKotzi or Chag HaBikurim is the same thing. What does it mean? Because it's the day of the first harvest. Which first harvest? Shtei Alechem. Well, it is assumed by everyone that it's called Chag HaBikurim because of the mitzvah of Avraham Bikurim in the Mikdash. And there is one Rashi in Sanhedrin which says that it is designated Bikurim because of the mitzvah of Avraham Bikurim in the Bisham Mikdash. But most Rishonim say that it's called Bikurim not because of the mitzvah of Avraham Bikurim. Why not? Because the mitzvah of Avraham Bikurim can be fulfilled after Shavuos too. This is when it commences. But it can be fulfilled after Shavuos. It can be fulfilled completely until Hanukkah. But the Shtei Alechem, that can be fulfilled only on Shavuos. Now what's the mitzvah Shtei Alechem? The first harvest of wheat. And how is it? So in other words, so it seems that we are celebrating what? The first harvest. And then the Torah says the Shavuos is determined how? By counting 49 days, 7 weeks from the offering of the Oima. Of the Oima. What is the Oima? Again the first harvest. But not the first harvest of wheat, but the first harvest of barley. So Shavuos is linked with the first harvest of barley. This is how it is determined according to the Torah. Not by revelation, not by anything else, but by the first harvest of Baal. On the 16th of Nisan, so we have to bring the Kor Meimer, the Bisham Mikdosh, the Minchas Meimer, and we have to start counting 49 days, seven weeks, and then the 50th Yes, Yishavuos, the 50th Yishavuos. So the question is, just from the point of view of Hashkofe, is it, if Shavuos is the day of Kabbalah Satero, and this is the reason as to why we have to celebrate it. So why does the Torah link it with Doma? And furthermore, what significance is there in the Avraham Avinu that the Yom Tov of Shavuos should be determined by that? Now the Rambam in Nevuchim says, and this is the Medrash Tanhuma, that the reason as to why the Torah requires us to count 49 days, to count between Pesach and Shavuos, is in order to express the thought that Beitiacho Esorom Mimitzrayim Tavdu Meselikim Al Oazeh, that Seif Maaseh B'machshov Atchilo, that the purpose of Yitzhak Mitzrayim was Kabbalah Tateo. This is the reason as to why we have to count the days and the weeks between Pesach and Shavuos in order to supply the link between Yitzhak Mitzrayim and Matan Torah. So if that is so, so the Torah should have said not Mimochas HaShabbos, you should start counting from the offering of the Omer, but from Shabbos, from the first day of Pesach. Why daske from the second day of Pesach? Why daske from the second day of Pesach? Here's the question. Then there is another question, which I could have mentioned it among the kashas in Halacha, but I might mention it now. Now, the Gemara in Menachos Daf Samchei mentions the discussion that went on, the debate that went on between the Zdukim and the Chachamim, as to whether Mimochas HaShabbos has reference to the first Sunday following the Yom Tov of Pesach, or Mimochas HaShabbos has reference to the second day of Pesach. The Zdukim said Mimochas HaShabbos has reference to the first Sunday following the Yom Tov of Pesach. The Yom Tov of Pesach. The Chachamim said that Mochas HaShabbos means the second day of Yom Tov. Shabbos means Yom Tov, not Shabbos Bereishis. So the Tanoim, each Tanoim, presents a different riot as to how we know that Mochas HaShabbos has reference to the first day of Pesach rather than to Shabbos Bereishis. Rabbi Yisib Rabbi Yude says that the riot is, Rabbi Yisib Rabbi Yude Imeir, הרי הוא אומר תספרו 50 ימים כל ספירי שעת הספר לא יהיו אלו 50 ימים ואם תאמר ממוחס השבוס ואם תאמר ממוחס השבוס ברישי פה ממשת המתי 51 ופה ממשת המתי 52 53 54 55 56 So what's the right of Rabbi Yisrael Yude? It's impossible to assume on the basis of the Pshut Yishalmik that the Mochas HaShabbos is reference to the Sunday following Pesach, because not only does the Torah say Mimochas HaShabbos, Usfartem Lochem Mimochas HaShabbos, the Torah also says Tisperu Hamishim Yeim. So that means Kol Svira Shabbos Sefer Lo Yiyo Hamishim Yeim, Vim Teima Mimochas HaShabbos Breishis, Pomim Shatem Meitze Hamishim Ve'echot, Upomim Shatem Meitze Hamishim Shnayim, Hamishim Ushveisho, Hamishim Vabo, Hamishim Ve'chamisho. In other words, if we say that Mimochas HaShabbos is not is the first Sunday, so in a year like this year, where the first day of Pesach happens to be on Shabbos, then it is the 50th. Then Shavuos happens to be the 50th. Happens to be the 50th. But if we say that it is the Sunday following Pesach, so sometimes it's Chamishim V'Shisho. Shavuos is not on the 50th. But Shavuos is on the 56th. How is it on the 56th? 1 second, I know. How is it on the 56th? If Shavuos, instead of the first day of Pesach, instead of occurring on Shabbos, so it's on Sunday. On Sunday. On Monday. So it's Pomim, it's Chamishim V'Shisho, and Pomim, it's Chamishim V'Chamisho. So everyone raises the question. How can it be Pomim on Chamishim V'Shisho? How can it be a Chamishim V'Chamisho? So what if the first day of Pesach happens to be on a Sunday, so then the Mimochas HaShabbos, according to the Zdukim, you cannot refute the argument of Zdukim by reasoning upon the basis of the presumption taken by the Pusik. Now, according to the Zukim, Solomon Mochala Shabbos means what? Not the second day of Pesach. It means the first Sunday following Sukkot. Now, if the first day of Pesach is Sunday, so where will Mochala Shabbos be? Not Monday. It'll be when? It'll be the following Sunday. As of the following Sunday, so Shavuos will always be the 50th. So what kind of a lie is it? What kind of a lie is it?
And also, even if you review the still be by the assumption of the Perushim, but it doesn't come out to more than 50, it comes out to less than 50.
No. No, why? It can come as a Hamishim Shishatu. If you start counting, you see, if you start counting on the basis of the Perushim, in other words, Pesach is a Sunday, and then you start counting from one day, so then it can come out to Hamishim Shishatu. You see, but how can you refute? How can you refute the argument of the supposition that was posited by the Ksukim with the supposition that is posited by the Pusik? Alright. No, but according to the Ksukim, when is Avachemetim Ratnu for? The Sunday! Of course, naturally! Of course! It's true that they were, but they were Ksukim, but they were not idiots, you see. I mean, of course, they said that the also the Avoda Seimer took place on the Sunday. So what kind of a lie is it? What is it?
What do you mean by
Kol Sfiras? All right. So it's still true that Kol Sfiras al Hamishim Yeim. But when do you start? The Hamishim Yeim from the day you start. According to the Zukim, you start from the Sunday. So it's never more than 50. Now, I want to apply a certain pshat that is mentioned in the Einig Yontef. But the Einig Yontef does not apply it to the... Why? He mentions that pshat in the Pasuk, and which is a wonderful pshat, and with that pshat, you can answer all the kashas. Now, actually, the Pasuk in a Meir is a difficult one, at least. Refutation because it's difficult. Now the Torah says, "Uspartem lochem mimochas haShabbos, veamochas haShabbos, miyeim aviyachem eseimer hatnufo sheva haShabboseis mimestiyel." What does it mean, mimochas haShabbos? From the marrow of Pesach, from the 16th of Nisan. 7 weeks. What does 7 weeks mean? 7 full weeks. 49 days. Then the Torah says again, Ad mimochas, not a posik, Ad mimochas haShabbos haShviis, tisperu chamishim yeim, v'yikraftem mincho chadosh al adishem. Now, so, what does it mean? First of all, there is an apparent conflict between the two psukim. The first posik says, Sheva Shabbos is tmimis yeim, that means 7 full weeks, that's 49 days. And the second posik it says, tisperu chamishim yeim, 50 days. So there is an apparent conflict. So Rashi resolves this apparent conflict. He says, Tisro Hamishim Yeim means Ad Viloyad Bichlal. Ad Viloyad Bichlal. Up to 50, but not 50. But then the other question is, this seems to be a mere repetition. The Torah said already, Sheva Shabboseis Mimeis Tieno. So why does it have to say again, Ad Mimochas HaShabbos HaShviis Tisro Tisperu Hamishim Yoy. So the Einig Yontef says that, and I don't understand with this Chiddush, so he can answer the Kashi against Rabbi Yisrael Rabbi Yudah, and the Einig Yontef doesn't even apply it to that Kashi, as a terror to that Kashi. So he says that actually the Torah here contains two separate mitzvahs. Now, we have a mitzvah of Svira in regard to the Omer. So there, the mitzvah of Svira does not consist in making a mental count. You're not yetzer d'chayiv by mentally counting the days between the from the Omer, but you have to recite it verbally. You have to recite it verbally. Hayim yimechot v'omer. Hayim shnei yomim v'omer. Hayim shleishe yomim v'omer. And so on. The same thing is true of the mitzvah of Svira that is mentioned in the Torah in regard to Yevreis. That Bez Nagodol had to count. There, it does not consist in a mental count, but in a verbal count. Bez Din had to count the years and the Shemitahs in each year. So, but then we have a mitzvah of Svira in regard to Ezovot, the Sofrolo. She has to count 7 days. Now there, the Torah doesn't mean, even though there is a shloh, but it's a very difficult shloh, I mean, and no one agrees with him. But a zoho is certainly not mechuyeves to say, hayim yimechot lezivosi, hayim shnei yomim lezivosi. She's not. She only has to count it mentally. She has to remember how many days it is. So we have two kinds of sviras in the Torah. A svira that consists in a mental count, and a svira that consists not only in a mental, but in a mental and also a verbal count. Now here, when it says, Usvartem lochem mimochras ha-shabos miyeid, haviyachem esimer atnufo sheva shabos ismi mesiyeno. Now the Gemara says, Usvartem lochem mimochras ha-shabos sheyikolechot viyechot seifir le'atzme. That means, that's the pshat of Svartem lochem. Kolechot viyechot. Everyone, every individual is required to make a verbal count. To say it. Hayim yimechot beimer, hayim shteyom beimer. This is one thing. And this, the Mimochas HaShabos is taken in this mitzvah of making a verbal count. So what is used as the base? The Omer, the Zion Benisim, according to most Rishonim, except for the Rambam. So, according to Rishonim, when is there a mitzvah only? There's a Akoves HaEmer. There is no Akoves HaEmer. There is no mitzvah of Tzvira Midraise. Today it's only with the Rabbah. The Rambam is the only one who holds that even Bizmar HaZeh is right. So what's the Yichas of Mimochas HaShabos? Hakoves HaEmer. And even according to the Rambam, so even without Hakoves HaEmer. But so what is the base? What is taken as the base? The 16th? 16th of Nisan is taken as the base in the verbal count. In the verbal count. Then there is another requirement that the Torah imposes upon the Jews. Ad mimochas HaShabos HaShviv Tisperu Chamishim Yeim. What does the first Mimochas HaShabos is reference to the second day of Pesach? But in the second Pasuk Mimochas HaShabos, the Mimochas HaShabos HaShviz is reference to what day? To Shavuot. Ad Mimochas, is the second Pasuk. Ad Mimochas HaShabos HaShviz. The Mimochas HaShabos HaShviz is reference to what? To Shavuot. Again, according to this booking, so the first Mimochas HaShabos is always a Sunday, and the second Mimochas HaShabos, Shavuot, is also always on Sunday. According to the Purushim, according to us, so the first Mimochas HaShabos can be any day of the week, is the second day of Pesach, and the second Mimochas HaShabos, that is reference to Shavuot, can also be any day of the week, is the same day of the week as the second day of Pesach is. You see, if the second day of Pesach is a Sunday, so the second Mimochas HaShabos is also a Sunday. If it's a Monday, so it's a Monday, and so on. So this second Pasuk contains another mitzvah, not a mitzvah to make a verbal count, in which the Mimochas HaShabos is taken, the Emer is taken as the base from which to start counting. But it's a mitzvah to make a mental count. And the mental count, as the Medrash says, that the Rambam says in Mir Nevuchim, the Jews were Michuyev to count Svira in order to link Pesach with Shavuot. Yitzias Mitzrayim with Matan Torah. But this does not contain any mitzvah of a verbal count. This is like the Vistofol of Asmo, like the mitzvah Svira of Izoma. She doesn't have to count it. She doesn't have to say it. She has to know. She has to know that 7 days have expired. Since she saw Zivet. Same thing is true. Ad Mimochas HaShabos HaShviz, until Shavuot, and Shavuot will be what? Shavuot will be the 50th as of the Mimochas HaShabos. But you have to make a mental count of 50 days, not 50 days, as Rashi says, after the 50th, but 50 complete days from Pesach, from Yetzias Mitzrayim. But we don't say, Hayim Yimechod Yetzias Mitzrayim, Hayim Shnei Yom Yetzias Mitzrayim. Just as Izove doesn't say, Hayim Yimechod Lizavosi. Yeah, Hayim Shnei Yom Lizavosi. Because in respect to the Pasuk of Misvartem of the Mitzvah, of Misvartem Lochem Mimochat HaShabbos, there is the Mitzvah, the essence of the Mitzvah, it consists of a verbal count. So we have to say it in so many words. Here it's a mental count, like the Sfirah of Izove. We have to remember how many days have elapsed since Yetzias Mitzrayim, and after 50 days have expired, as of 50 full days have expired as of Yetzias Mitzrayim, then the 51st will be determined as Shavuot. And that is the Mimochas HaShabbos HaShem. Mimochas HaShabbos HaShem. Now, of course, goes without saying that the 50th as of the second day of Pesach is always the same day as the 51st as of the first day of Pesach. But actually, the count, what is taken as the base, Yetzias Mitzrayim. In the second count, which is only a mental count, it's not a verbal count, so the base is Yetzias Mitzrayim. In the first count of Sfat Lachemach HaShabbos, what is taken as the base? That's the Omer. The Omer, according to the Rambam, even without an Omer, so the Zayin B'Nissan itself is the base. Now, with that we can very well understand the Gemara in Menachem of Rabbi Yosi b'Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Yosi b'Rabbi Yehuda imer arei me apispul chamishim yeim, and that fits very well with the Pshutei Shel Mikra. Because the first pasuk says, "Usfatim lochem." In other words, "Shi nachachomim darshin." "Shi kol echod v'echod sefer la'atzmei." It implies the mitzvah of the verbal count. Everyone has to count. One cannot say, "Well, I know. I keep cheshbon. I know how many days it is since the Omer. No, that's not enough. You have to say it in so many words." But as to the other count, "Ad nivachat hashvi'is tishvul chamishim yei," where we were enjoined to make a mental count of 50 full days from Yetzias Mitzrayim. So he doesn't say, Ad Mimochat HaShabbos Tizkichu Lochem. There is no mitzvah panid you to come. We have to remember. It's like the Sphere of the Zoveh.
But there it says mitzvah for Allah.
All right. So there are droshes. There are certain droshes from law. Now, the raya of Rabbi Yitzchak Rabbi Yehuda is very good. Harayim, Rabbi Yitzchak Rabbi Yehuda, Harayim, Artisteru Chamishim Yeim. Kol Sfirei Shata Sefer Yehu El Chamishim Yeim. He doesn't say At Chamishim Yeim, as Vashek says here in Chumash. No, Chamishim Yeim. You have to count 50 full days. From what? From Yitzchak Mitzrayim, from the first day of Pesach. From the first day of Pesach. Now, if you say that in Mochat HaShabbos, Mochat HaShabbos is this first day of Pesach, the second day of Pesach, so the two counts coincide, because the 50th as of the second day of Pesach always coincides with the 51st as of Yetzias Mitzrayim of the first day of Pesach, regardless what day of the week Pesach is. It doesn't make any difference, but according to this book, so they say that the Mimochat HaShabbos means what? Means Sunday. Mimochat HaShabbos is always on a Sunday. Now suppose, so sometimes the first day of Pesach might be Sunday. So when would this verbal count commence? Sunday. When would the Eimer be offered, according to this looking? The Sunday following. A whole week after the first day of Pesach. The Sunday following the Pesach. So then we'd have to start the verbal count. And then, but there is another count, a mental count. And it should culminate in the same day as the verbal count. But how will it culminate in the same day? It will not culminate in the same day. One count will end on a Sunday, always on a Sunday, whereas the other, if you count only 50 days, it will not culminate on a Sunday. It will culminate on a Monday. And in order in order that the second mental count should culminate on the same day as the first verbal count, so you have to count not 50 days, but 56 days. This is a wonderful explanation of the process. And it harmonizes with the pshute, with the pshute shalmi. Now we can, what is it? Always the Sunday after Pesach. And the Omer is offered on the Sunday after Pesach. Regardless when Pesach is. Always Sunday. Always the Sunday. Always Sunday. And the Christians adapted it from the Zdukis. The Christians adapted it, so Pentecost is always a Sunday. The Zdukim's point of view is always more convenient than the Pusim's point of view. Alright. So that's why you see so many Jews in America and rabbis in America, modern rabbis in America, are inclined to accept this Dukin's point of view because it is more consistent with convenience and comfort. All right, that's a separate matter. Now, so that resolves this difficulty. Now, what was the kasha that was raised as to the discrepancy that there is between the two motives of Shavuos? On one hand, so one more is the motive of Shavuos is what? Is the fact that it's the 50th day of the Omer, and the other motive is Matan Torah. So there is a discrepancy, because in the time of Matan, the year of Matan Torah, so Shavuos was when? The 50th as of the 16th of Nisan? No, it was the 51st as of the 16th of Nisan. Because you see, at Mitzrayim, the first day of Pesach was on Thursday. So that means that the 50th was, so the 16th of Nisan was Friday. So the 50th as of the 16th was Friday. And when was Shavuos celebrated? When was Matan Torah? So that the basis for Shavuos was Shabbos the 51st. So there is a discrepancy, but there is no discrepancy. Because actually the Yontef of Shavuos is determined by two counts. By two counts. One count is a count which has the Omer, or the 16th of Nisan, as the base. And the other count is Yetzias Mitzrayim. Yetzias Mitzrayim. And insofar, you see, we said that the mitzvah of Sfirat HaOmer consists in a verbal count, not merely a mental count. So that is true, insofar as the mitzvah is concerned. So you do not fulfill the mitzvah unless you verbally count Hayin Yimechot HaOmer. But insofar as the determination of Shavuos is concerned, now suppose, Chas V'Sholem, no Jews would bring an Omer, and no Jews would count Omer. Do you think that Shavuos will not be determined on the 50th day as of the 16th of Nisan? Of course it will. Now the determination of Shavuos is not contingent upon the verbal count being realized by the Jews. It is indispensable, the verbal count is indispensable towards the realization of the mitzvah of Sireh, but it is not indispensable, it's not a prerequisite towards the determination of Shavuos. Insofar as the determination of Shavuos is concerned, so it is enough if a mental count of 49 days as of the Zion B'Nissan is realized. Without the verbal count. But, I mean, that is obvious. So there are two mental counts. There are two mental counts that determine the Kedushas Hayayim of Shavuos. One is the mental count that 49 full days must elapse from Mochas HaShabbos. 49 full days, teammates. And then again, 50 full days must elapse from Yetzias Mitzrayim. From Yetzias Mitzrayim. Now, so the base is not Pesach. The base is Yetzias Mitzrayim. Not Pesach. But Yetzias Mitzrayim. Now you ask, if the base is Yetzias Mitzrayim, so that could be realized in the first year. So then there was Yetzias Mitzrayim, so then the Shavuos could be determined by the expiration of 50 days. As of Yetzias Mitzrayim. But in all the other years, no Yetzias Mitzrayim took place The answer is there is a loche of the whole day of the day chayev odom liris esatzmei ki ruhu yotam Yitzrayim. So actually, I mean, this is not just a shamanic idea. This is a loche. This is the reason as to why we have to say hallel. We have to say hallel Pesach night. There is no hallel on, at night. But only there is, Pesach is an exception. Hashir hazeh yelochem kileilis kadesh chag. And the Ram says in Pesachim that this hallel Pesach night is to be distinguished from the hallel that is recited on certain holidays in the morning. There it's a hallel of kriya. But the hallel of Pesach night is a hallel of shira. It's a hallel of shira because there are two kinds of hallel. There is nevim tiknu that hallel should be recited. I'll call perek ve'al kol nes shel atzibur shenigolendei. So one chiyuv of hallel is a chiyuv to recite the parshas of hallel on certain days, on certain anniversaries, on certain days. Whether there is a nes or there is no nes. And then there is another chiyuv of hallel of reciting the hallel as hidoye, as shiro, for the nes that overtook us. Now, the Jews, when they were delivered from Mitzrayim, they had to say hallel. Not because of the chiyuv of kriyas hallel, al kol perek perek, but because of the chiyuv hallel, b'teir ashiro, says the Ram. B'teir ashiro is gratitude for the nes that overtook us. So not only were the Jews required in that year, thousands of years ago, to say hallel, as the Gemara says in Pesachim, they said hallel, because they were delivered from bondage, but every year Pesach night we are mechuyev, not b'teiras kriya, but b'teiras shiro. And the Ram says the reason is why you don't say Yashishon and Mitzvah Yisav Yitzivon and Likriya Tahalel, as we say, let's say, Sukkot in the morning when we recite the Hallel, and Pesach in the morning when we recite the Hallel, why Pesach night don't we make a broche? So he says, when can we make a broche if the Hallel is recited b'teiras kriya? So then we make a broche. In other words, a broche implies that I do it because I'm mechuyev to do that. I'm mechuyev to do that. Otherwise, I wouldn't do it. So I say, Yashakdishonu b'mitzvayisof, v'itzivonu al mitzvah shadoim. Because if there hadn't been any chiyuv, I wouldn't wash my hands with the clean. You see. So it's only because of the chiyuv. It is imposed upon me. It's not something that comes from within, that bursts forth from my heart. But hero, gratitude unto God, is not something, is something that has to burst forth from my heart. It's not, I do it because I'm a chuyev to do it. I have to, the shiro has to burst forth by itself. Whether I want it or not, it has to burst forth. That's the whole chalizdin of hallel b'teiras shiro. Now it sounds like a sermon, but the Ram says it. That's pure aloche. You see, so it is b'teiras shiro. It has, the gratitude has to burst forth from one's heart. So it wouldn't make sense to say a brocha, shakishon, and say something, and say one likres hallel. I say it because I'm a chuyev. I say it because the hallel burst forth on my heart because of the nes that overtook the whole tzibur. So every year, Pesach night, we have to say that. Every year. Why? Because the whole day of a day, or chayev odom liris esatzmei kilu yotzei Mitzrayim, or chayev odom liris esatzmei kilu yotzei Mitzrayim, shenema v'igalto levincho, v'amehu leima v'avuzeh osa adishem li. And then we say, in the Agoda we say, l'ficho, first we say, b'chol day of a day, chayev odom liris esatzmei kilu yotzei Mitzrayim. And then we say, what does it mean, lefichoch? What kind of lefichoch is it? What is one thing to do with the other? The answer is, because of the fact that so I have to recite the hallel, not the tiras kriyo. That's not the chiyuv of the chol perek or perek. It's the chiyuv b'teiras shiro. So what is the base in the mental count? The base in the mental count is not the first day, not the 15th day of Sivan, but Yetzias Mitzrayim. But you'll ask, if the base is Yetzias Mitzrayim, where do we have Yetzias Mitzrayim this year in Tavshin Chav Daled? We do have Yetzias Mitzrayim, because of the Aloche, because day of a day, Chayim Adam Lirei, Shesatzmei, Kuliyosha Mitzrayim. But the base of the mental count is Yetzias Mitzrayim. So we have to count mentally 50 full days, Nimois, 50 full days from Yetzias Mitzrayim. Now, every year, other than the first year, the year of Yetzias Mitzrayim, so we have to feel a renewal of the experience of Yetzias Mitzrayim all day over day. So that means that the base should be when? the 15th of Nisan. Because white, with the, when the sun of the 14th of Nisan sets, so there is a renewal of the experience of Yetzias Mitzrayim. Because they were there. So by starting to, by using that 15th day as the base, and counting 50 days from then, so we have the 51st as of the 15th, Shavuot. But Yetzias Mitzrayim, the year of Yetzias Mitzrayim, when did Yetzias Mitzrayim occur? When did Yetzias Mitzrayim occur? It occurred in the morning. And the Gemara says in Shabbos that all counts have to be counts of full days. In other words, of just of a mikdash hayeim, so that cannot be included in the count. So the experience of Yetzias Mitzrayim did not occur with the sun as soon as the sun of the 14th of Nisan set. When was the experience of Yetzias Mitzrayim? When did it occur? In the morning of the 15th. So the balance of the day could not be included in the 50 days, because we have to count. Insofar as the mitzvah of the mental count of 50 days from Yetzias Mitzrayim is concerned, we have to count 50 full days. 50 full days. So that the balance of the 15th in that year could not be included in the count of 50 days. So then we have to start counting with which day? With the 16th. Because if we started to count with the 15th, so we would be including a balance of a day, not the whole day. In all the other years, so as soon as the sun of the 14th sets, we experience a renewal of Yetzias Mitzrayim because of the halacha of the whole day of the day. But in that year, the experience overtook them the morning of the 15th. So the balance of that day could not be included. So we had to start a count with which day? With the 16th. So in other words, what was the 16th? Was Friday. So Friday was the first in that year. And we had to count 50 days as of Friday, because that was the first day as of Gula. In all the other years, the first day as of Gula is the 15th. But in that particular year, the first day as of Gula, after Gula, the first full day after Gula, it was the 16th. So, the Matan Torah, the Shavuos, had to be determined by the expiration of 50 days, 50 full days after Gula. What was that? 50 days as of Friday. As a Friday. So Shabbos was what? The 51st. So it was in conformity to this principle of at mimachas ha-shabbos ha-shviz tisperu chamishim yoim v'ikraftem mincho chadosho ad-shem. You see? Yeah, in that particular year they did not match, all right? It's true. Because after all, after all, you see, when do you have to have both counts? In the determination of the Yontef Shavuos, but there, it was not Shavuos yet. This served as the basis for the Yontef Shavuos. An account of what happened on that day, we have to celebrate Shavuos. But it was not Shavuos as yet. But it was. But when we celebrate Shavuos today, so it is in line with the day of Matan Torah, which was also, just as we celebrate Shavuos always, and the 51st as of Gula, as of Yetzias Mitzrayim, so they too had Matan Torah on the 51st day as of Gula. Now, the reason as to why I mentioned, you see, the Chasam Sefer Teretz, that the reason as to why we have 2 days Yom Tov is because Shalei Tachlik Mimadis. But the Chasam Sefer is not right in saying that this is to be treated, Shavuos is to be treated like Rosh Hashanah, as Shema Arichte, because we see Beit Hashan Oldo, Birishim B'Shavuos is Mutar El Vishen. The question was, on the basis of logic, why should it be different than Rosh Hashanah? Rosh Hashanah, only in certain years it was observed with Yetzias Mitzrayim. Still the Chachomim declared that it should have been Mutar El Vishen, so Shavuos in all the years it was declared with Yetzias Mitzrayim. So certainly, it should be observed as Yom Arichte. The answer is this, you see. If Shavuos had been an independent Yontef, and it had been observed with Yetzias Mitzrayim, of course, we would have to observe it with Yetzias Mitzrayim, as the Kachonis Chachomim would be, just as it was applied in regard to Rosh Hashanah, that it should be observed with Yetzias Mitzrayim. But Shavuos is not an independent Yontef. Actually, Inkeles, ובימים הביקורים, בהצריפכם מנחה חדוש על הדשם, בשבו יישאיכם, ביקרו קוידש יהיה לכם, כמלכת אבידו יצאסו. So, בשבו יישאיכם, in your weeks, in your weekly feast. So, how does Unkelus translate it? He says, an Unkelus always translates it literally, you see. This is the distinction between Unkelus and the innocent Benazir. He always limits himself to the pshutish al mikro. So, he says, ובימו דבקוראי בקורביכם, מנחתו חדתו, קודם עד השם, ביעצרו סייכן, מיור הקדיש יהי לכן, כל עביד הספולכון לא יסעבדון, ביעצרו סייכן. So, בשווי סייכן, he translates, ביעצרו סייכן, עצרס תהיה לכם. And this is the reason as to why the Chachomim, in the Mishnah, in the Braise, it's always designated by the term עצרס. Shavuos is called עצרס. The Torah never refers to Shavuos by the term עצרס. What is עצרס? Word. The Torah refers to the last day of Pesach by עצרס. Shmini Atzeres Atzeres. Why? Because it's Atzeres really means retention. When it's an extension of the same holiday. Now the seventh day of Pesach is an Atzeres. It's Atziras Achag. It's a retention of the holiday. It's still an extension of the same holiday. And of course even Shmini Atzeres, which is a Chag Vesne Atzme, but it is still an extension, a retention of Sukkot. Shmini Chag Atzeres. But Shavuos. Why is Shavuos called Atzeres? The answer is because Shavuos is not an independent holiday. Shavuos and Pesach, Pesach and Shavuos are linked together. And this is the whole concept of Bishuvo Yiseichem. This is the reason as to why the Torah did not fix any day for Shavuos, for the Yom Tov of Matan Torah. Matan Torah is not attached to any day. It is linked with Pesach, with Yetzias Mitzrayim. ויצאחו אסאום מצרים תעבדון את הלכים על האור הזה. So this is really a retention of Pesach. The only distinction between the Atzeres of Shvi Shal Pesach and Shmini Atzeres on one hand and Shavuos is that there are no Yimei Achil separating the two in the Atzeres of Shvi Shal Pesach and the Atzeres of Shmini Atzeres. Whereas in this Atzeres of Shavuos there are Yimei Achil. There are 49 days. Not 49 days. 42 days. Separating the two. So, but actually it's an Atzeres. And that's the pshat in Bishov Yiseichem. What does it mean, Bishov Yiseichem? What does it all mean? In other words, you have to celebrate it as a retention, as an Atzeres of Pesach. This is why the Torah does not treat it as an independent holiday. It's not an independent holiday. It's actually part ingredients of one holiday, Pesach and Shavuos. And the sphere leaves the two. Now, so since it's dependent, it's contingent upon Pesach, and it's contingent upon Pesach from the point of view of both counts, not only from the point of view of the mental count that is contained in the Pasuk of At Mochas HaShabbos HaSheni Tisfru Hamishim Yeri, but even from the point of view of Hakol HaSeimer of the Zayin Benitzin, it is also linked, it is also dependent upon Pesach, because the Eimer is to be offered when? And the Mar of Pesach. So it's not an independent holiday. It's dependent upon Pesach. So therefore, the Rambam says, inasmuch Shavuos, Rosh Hashanah is an independent holiday. It has nothing to do with other holidays. And inasmuch as certain Rosh Hashanahs were observed with Yetzias Vaday, so that HaKadosh Baruch Hu was that it should always be observed with Yetzias Vaday. Even though not all the Rosh Hashanah were observed with Yetzias Vaday, but certain Rosh Hashanahs. But had Shavuos been an independent holiday, so the Chachamim would have applied the same takone. But Shavuos is not the same kind of independent holiday. The reason as to why it's called Shavuos is because the Torah treats it not as an independent holiday. Bishavu Yiseichem means it's an Atzeres of Pesach. It's an Atzeres of Pesach. Now, so it is dependent upon Pesach. Now, when the count started, then there was a suffix to our ancestors. And it is this count that ultimately determined the Kedushas Hayom of Shavuos. True, then later on they found out when the count had to commence. But when the count started, which serves as the basis for the termination of Shavuos, then it was a suffix. And because of that suffix, we had to observe what Pesach 2 days. So the Chachomim applied the same takone in regard to Shavuos. Also, that it should be observed with a suffix, even though actually it was no suffix, but it should be treated as a suffix. because if it had been treated, because if it were to be treated with Teres Vadai, then it could not be celebrated as an Acheres or a faith, you see. So because of that, the Chachomim were misakein, that it should be treated and it should be observed in the same way as Pesach is, namely, b'teiras sausage. All right. Now, what was the question? There was another question that I asked. Yeah, according to Rabbi Yezi, or the Kashi against the Shulchan Aruch, if we don't accept the Teres given by the Mogen Avraham, and if we do accept the Teres given by, so there's a Kashi against Rabbi Yezi. According to Rabbi Yezi, so Matan Torah took place on the 9th of Sivan, and we celebrated it on the 6th of Sivan. Well, the answer is this. And that will also give an answer why we celebrate Shavuos in Sivan, you see, rather than in Kippur. Because Yom Tov of Shavuos is not dedicated to an event that happened in the past, thousands of years ago. Now, I don't know, I didn't figure out how many years ago the Matan Torah took place. I don't know how many years ago. Over 3,000, but how many years over 3,000, I don't know. So Shavuos is not dedicated to an event in the past. That would be repugnant to the whole Torah, to say that Shavuos is dedicated to an event in the past, because Matan Torah cannot be considered as something that happened in the past. Now, this is the gist of Kabbalah Sim Malchus Shamayim. V'hoyu hadvorim o'eile asher oneichim mitzafcho hayoim al levovecho. So the Sifri says, sheyu beinecho ki lohim chadoshes, ki pruzmitoyes chadoshes, v'loiku pruzmitoyes yishonis. Pruzmitoye is a proclamation issued by a king. So, a pruzmitoye chadosh, or a new proclamation issued by the king, even though it contains the same things that were contained in an old proclamation, but that is attractive to the people. Whereas an old proclamation is not attractive. So the halacha is, Voyad vorim eila asher oneichim mitzafcho hayoim al levovecho. Sheyu benecho kilehim pruzmitoyes chadoshes. You should not consider Matan Torah, Maimad HaSinai, as something that happened in the past, over 3,000 years ago. You should consider it as something that you are experiencing now. And this is not just a Musad Roshe, this is a Mitzvah Seseh, the Mitzvah Slosis, and the Torah. Voidaitom livonecho v'livnei vonecho yoyim asher omarito lifnei adishem alekecho b'chirek. Yishomo lecho pentich kachas advorim asher olu inecho. Ufen yotzuro mivovecho kol yimei chayecho. Voidaitom livonecho v'livnei vonecho yoyim asher omarito lifnei adishem alekecho b'chirek. So what does it mean? You shouldn't forget, Maimed HaSinai. How does one forget? Does it mean that one forgets that in order to come within this violation, he has to be a Kefa B'Tira HaShemayim, then he forgets. Torah doesn't mean that. Not only if he's a Kefa B'Tira HaShemayim, so he forgets. Even if he's a Maimin, and even if he's a Shema Mitzvah. But if he thinks that the experience of Matan Torah was something that took place in the past, he doesn't feel that it is being constantly renewed, so then he's considered to have violated this halacha. The Ramban says so. This halacha and Rabbi Nebuchadnezzar in his Peirush on Chumash. So he violates the pasuk of Yishom alecho pentishkach es advorim asher ro'u inecho ufen yosuro milovecho kolim chayecho v'idaitom livonecho livnecho yim asher amareto. You can deduce that from the Shutishal Mikro, because it says v'idaitom livonecho livnei vonecho yim asher amareto lifnei Hashem alekecho b'chiret. Now the Torah does not address itself only to those Jews who lived in the time of Matan Torah, to the Deir HaMidbar. The Torah is given to all the Jews, throughout the generations, at Tivka Adelis. So it addresses itself, the Torah addresses itself to us too. And it says to us, V'yodatom livonecho, v'livnei vonecho, yeim asher omaritom v'shel kach b'chirei. When did I stand b'chirei? When did I stand? We didn't stand b'chirei. Our remote ancestors to b'chirei. So how can we be mechuyev to transmit this Maimed HaSinai that we experience to our children? By inculcating faith in Maimed HaSinai? How? We weren't standing there. Where's the Yim Asher Amotros near the Shemel Kechob HaSinai? We didn't stand. The answer is we did stand. Just as in regard to Yitzias Mitzrayim, there is Aloche, the whole day of the day. Chayev Odom, Viret Es Atzlich Nios Mitzrayim. That this experience of Yitzias Mitzrayim is constantly to be renewed. So, this experience of Matan Torah
Even more so is constantly to be renewed. That's the gist of Kabbalah from Malchus Shemayim. Vo yadvoi meil asher anecha mitzatzcho hayoyim al levavecha. Hayoyim al levavecha. Yeim asher amatcho lefnei Hashem olekecha b'chayim. And this is the halacha that is mentioned in Meit Kotten and in Broches, that according to Oman Domari, Balkeri is also a bit of a tear on the rice. Why? Because Malo Hossom Beimo Beiro Beretes Viseo Af Achshov Maskan Beimo Beimo Beiro Beretes Viseo. So Torah has to be studied with reverence and with awe and with tribulation. Why? Because we have to experience, we have to renew the experience that overtook the Jews at the time of Mount Sinai. Now, you don't have here a Rambam in Hilchos Chagiga, but if you had, a Rambam in Hilchos Chagiga where it discusses the mitzvah of Hakeil, so the Rambam mentions that when, that, you have it? No, you don't have it. Now, so the Rambam mentions that when the Melech reads the parshas of the Torah, so every Jew is mechuyev to listen with so much reverence and awe. He has to be overwhelmed with so much awe as if he had heard the voice of the Almighty saying, Goneicha L'Shem Olekecha. Because, Yeim Asher Omatcho Lifnei Hashem Olekecha B'Chayim. So that's the halacha. So, Shavuos is dedicated not to the Matan Torah, the past event of Matan Torah, but to Matan Torah as something that is constantly being renewed. So, this is the reason as to why the Torah had to link it with the Roma. After all, Shavuos is the Yom Tov of Matan Torah, so the Torah linked it with the Roma. And the Roma seems to be an unimportant thing. What is the Roma? You take a measure of the first harvest of barley, and you bring it as an offering in the Beis Hamikdash. And because of this, you have to start counting. Important events are not declared by the Torah to be taken as a base for a count. And this seemingly unimportant of offering a measure of the first harvest of barley in the Beis Hamikdash is declared by the Torah as the basis for the determination of the Yom Tov of Matan Torah. Why? The answer is that the reason as to why certain Jews do not attain a level of Gdusha is because they become bored with the past events, with their experience. And this is our law. Now, the Pasuk says, Ki seilid bonim uvnei bonim, v'neshamtem bo'oretz. I think it's in Efchano, no? Ki seilid bonim uvnei bonim, v'neshamtem bo'oretz, v'yishchatem v'asisem pesel k'munaskeil, v'asisem orabin alishem olakech lachrisi. In other words, when you beget children and children's children, and you will be living in the end for a long time, then you'll become corrupted, and you'll make a graven image, and you'll do everything that is evil in the eyes of God. Now, so what connection is there between living in the land for a long time and corruption and making a graven image? Apparently there is a connection. Because what is the basic cause of delinquency? In all times. And certainly today, because there is more delinquency today than any other time. What is the basic cause? Boredom. The fact that they become bored with experiences of life. What is the basic cause of family tragedies? Boredom in the marital relationship. Why do so many youngsters become delinquent? Sometimes youngsters who come from wealthy families. When we have all the comfort in life. Because they become bored with the experiences of life. Why do they become bored with the experiences of life? Because they take everything for granted. Take everything for granted. They think that if they get up in the morning and they are in good health and they have all the food, that it is owing to them. They take it for granted. It is not owing to them. Because and if a certain obstruction takes place, so that impairs the whole health and it causes the death of the person. But until a person has to show him, becomes afflicted with a certain misfortune, so he thinks that everything, he takes everything for granted, and he thinks everything is owing to him. So he becomes bored with the best experiences in life. The most sublime experiences of life tend to make life monotonous. And this is what the Torah says. You want to know why Jews at some future day will make a great graven image? Why should a Jew be so stupid to abandon faith in God, in Lekim Chaim, and bow to an image? Why should he be so stupid? Why should he abandon a Teras Chaim and accept a Teras Elirius? Why? Because of boredom. Because they become bored. Kiseli bonim, uvnei bonim, and you live for a long time in the land. You'll have all kinds of comfort. Then you'll take everything for granted. You'll think everything is owing to you. V'yishchatem, you'll become corrupted. Then you become bored with life, with all the experiences, with all the pleasures, and you'll look for new thrills, for new adventures, for criminal adventures. And then you'll abandon the Lekim Chaim, and you'll look for something new, because the Lekim Chaim doesn't change, he's immutable. You cannot mold him. But a pestle can be molded. I can change it. I make one pestle today if I'm a good artist, so I change the features. And I become bored with this image. So I make a different kind of a painting. Again I become bored. And again I make something new. So Vasisa Morabi Nadi Shem Lakeholachisei. Is I day siva Hachem Hayimas Shamayim Vesorets. If you start looking for new thrills, if you become bored with experiences of life, so there is no end to it. The more you look for new thrills, the more bored you'll become. You'll become involved in a vicious cycle. And if you want to relieve yourself and to liberate yourself from this vicious cycle, so there is only one thing: to have the right attitude toward the experiences of life, and to realize that the simple things of life are not to be taken for granted. Now, what could be more simple than the first harvest of barley? It's not a very noble occupation. Now, agriculture in general is not considered as a sublime occupation. Now the expression poyar, a peasant, was used as an equivalent for a stupid man. That's how people consider it. Agriculture is not a noble occupation. And in agriculture itself, so barley, according to Chazal, is the machol behemo, is the simplest of all kinds of agricultural work. One who is engaged in the work of harvesting barley is engaged in a work that is needed not by human beings, but by behemoths. So the Torah said, don't take that for granted. You don't know how happy you are when you have the first harvest of barley. But you will become bored with it. Now, this is with this we can understand as to why the Torah forbade the Yisach Hodosh. What is the ethical concept behind the Yisach Hodosh? Now the Torah says, V'lechem v'koli v'charmel, lo yiseichu adetem ayim adet. Until you'll bring the omer. So one is not allowed to partake of the new crop until the omer is brought. Why should one be forbidden to eat from the new crop? And if the omer is brought, so then he's allowed. Why? Why is it so? The answer is, because when one partakes of a new crop, so then he feels temporarily relieved of the boredom that there is in life. The old crop is monotonous. A person doesn't like to eat potatoes every day. And if he has to eat potatoes every day, so he wants to eat a different kind of potatoes, a different kind of grain. He can't stand the old crop. When he harvests the new crop, so this gives him a freshness in his life. And he thinks that by harvesting the new crop, so then he'll be relieved of the boredom. But he makes a mistake. He'll be relieved temporarily. But then, after a few days, he'll be bored with this new crop too. And then what? He'll look for new thrills. And you can't get new crops every day. He'll have to wait another year for a new crop. What will he do? He'll look for new outlets, new thrills, new adventures, criminal adventures. So you become involved in a vicious cycle. But if you want to be relieved of the evil of boredom, which is the basic cause of delinquency and of all evil in the world, then you have to infuse an element of spirituality in the simplest things of life. Even into this simplest act simplest occupation of harvesting barley as food for the behemoth. Could something be more herbal, more primitive than that? The most humble kind of work, unskilled labor, to the nth degree. But if you infuse an element of spirituality, and how do you infuse an element of spirituality into the simplest things of life, into all the vicissitudes of life? By taking in Hashem as Ishutev. When God becomes Ishutev in your occupations, so the most primitive and the simplest activity throughout the vicissitudes of life becomes endowed with sublimity and significance. Then you will not be bored. If you are Makir Deimer and you take God in as Ishutev in this simple and humble activity of life, so then to become infused with an element of spirituality, and you will not be bored. So then you'll be able to feel a freshness in your experiences. And then you'll be able to realize that the things that you have are not to be taken for granted. And you'll also be able to understand that Matan Torah is not to be considered as an event that happens in the past, because if it is considered an event that happened in the past, so no matter how religious you are, you'll become bored. It will be the Ishatem. In order that it should not lead to boredom and to corruption, so you must consider it as an ever-renewing and ever-invigorating and ever-refreshing experience. Now, Shavuos is dedicated to Matan Torah, but not Matan Torah as an event of the past, but Matan Torah that is ever being renewed, is ever being invigorated, ever being refreshed. So, how can we renew, how can we feel a freshness in all the experiences of life? By taking in Almighty God as a partner in the simplest activities of life, by being makriv a kolmoimer, and through that we'll be relieved of the curse of boredom. Now the Goen, I'll finish here, I'll conclude here. Now the Goen says, the reason as to why we say, Chosen says, Hariat Mekudeshes Libitaba Zuk Kidas Meshev Yisrael. Now, there might be a few Hasanim here in this room, so it might be worthwhile for them to hear that. So, Hariat Mekudeshes Li B'Taba Zu Kidas Meshev Yisrael. It should be Hariat Mekudeshes Li B'Taba Zu Al Pi Das Meshev Yisrael. Why? Ki Das Meshev Yisrael? So the Gregorian says that the attitude of the Chosn towards the Kaleh should be the same as the attitude that the Jew is to entertain towards the Torah. Just as in regard to the Torah, so we the Chazal say, "Vohu advorim eila shoranich mitzaf chayim al uvecho sheyu beinecho kiyu hein put mitoyes chadashis v'lo yishaneis." Because if he considers it as an event of the past, then he will become bored. Then he'll become v'yishchatem v'atizem. So also in regard to marriage, if you want marriage to be a success, so then you should always consider it as an ever renewing and ever refreshing experience, and not something that happened in the past. This is the reason as why the Pasuk B'yom Chasenosei U'V'yom Simchas Libei, according to Chazal, has reference to the Yom Chasenor V'chosen and also to the Matan Torah. Because in both, both are to be considered not as something that happened in the past, but as something that is always being renewed. And that's why the Chosen says, Hariat Mekudeshes Libei Taba Azu Kidas Meshev Yisrael. Now, the reason as to why in America so many marriages, prove to be a failure is because, unfortunately, you see, the husbands and the wives in America, by emulating the Darkei Hagoyim, so they become bored with everything, so they become bored with the marital relationship as well. But in order that we should be able to attain Kedusha, then we have to realize that we can be relieved of boredom only if we infuse the element of spirituality, the element of Kedusha, into the simplest things of life by taking Hashem as a partner, and then we can aspire to be Mekabel the Torah. All right.